116. The new customs officers at Boston, 1768. The chief office of the new customs organization was fixed at Boston. Soon, John Hancock's sloop, Liberty, sailed into the harbor with a cargo of Madeira wine. As Hancock had no idea of paying the duty, the customs officers seized the sloop and towed her under the guns of a warship which was now in the harbor. Crowds of people now collected. They could not recapture the Liberty. They seized one of the warship's boats, carried it to the common, and had a famous bonfire. All this confusion frightened the chief's customs officers. They fled to the castle in the harbor and wrote to the government for soldiers to protect them. 117. The Virginia Resolves of 1769. Parliament now asked the king to have colonists accused of certain crimes brought to England for trial. This aroused the Virginians. They passed a set of resolutions known as the Virginia Resolves of 1769. These resolves asserted, 1. That the colonists only had the right to tax the colonists. 2. That the colonists had the right to petition, either by themselves or with the people of other colonies. And 3. That no colonists ought to be sent to England for trial. 118. Non-importation agreements, 1769. When he learned what was going on, the governor of Virginia dissolved the assembly. But the members met in the Raleigh Tavern nearby. There, George Washington laid before them a written agreement to use no British goods upon which duties had been paid. They all signed this agreement. Soon, the other colonies joined Virginia in the non-importation agreement. English merchants found their trade growing smaller and smaller. They could not even collect their debts, for the colonial merchants said that trade in the colonies was so upset by the Townsend Acts that they could not sell their goods or collect the money owing to them. The British merchants petitioned Parliament to repeal the duties, and Parliament answered them by repealing all the duties except the tax on tea.